Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Best moment on 24.
You're going to tell me what I want to know, or you're going to start losing your fingers one by one. This is your last chance.
The Don and Mike Show. Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Hey, suck on that, losers.
That's just not right.
That's
wow.
Not what happened.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What's that in your hand?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
You're sick.
I like rape.
Oh, my God.
Amazing grace.
I don't know why we still have that in the machine.
Well, it's pleasant to listen to, that's why.
Is that the cat from American Idol?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
I like it.
Also, with the toddlers and weed, we now have a follow-up tape from the Buzz Daycare Center. We had the tape yesterday that was on the Today Show of the toddlers smoking weed. Now we have the uncles, the 15 and 17-year-olds, saying that the little boys asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go.
They were two?
Two of them. Here we go.
I kept asking for it, you know what I'm saying? I was high, so why not? It ain't like...
The children were asking for the marijuana?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I just passed it to them.
Yeah, sure.
Want to hear it again?
Yes, I do.
They kept asking for it, you know what I'm saying? I was high, so...
They kept asking for it.
And I was high.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Why not? Ain't like
the children were asking for the marijuana.
Yeah.
It sounds like he might still be high.
Yeah.
And so, I just passed it to him.
And I passed it to him.
No, I didn't pass it to him.
Oh, I didn't pass it to him.
You see, it makes sense to me, though. If he was high, his judgment would be clouded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hold on, Jakarta, he wants some more.
My kid.
That's the bleeding. Now he wants you got the money. Y'all want me to take y'all to the store and give y'all $5 a piece?
I heard spelling bee.
You're a nut, sir.
You belong in a tree. Yes. You're a nut.
Is that the Family Guy?
Yes.
Peter Griffin. The fat Family Guy.
Oh, goodness sake. All right, we got a follow-up on that. I didn't have anything to say to that except there's the kids. And
did they prosecute these guys?
They are, yes.
They charged. Are prosecuting them?
Yeah, the 17-year-old and the 18-year-old are charged with giving pot to the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old.
Gotcha.
Well, 17 and 18, I had it as 15 and 17. Yeah, close enough.
And it wasn't their little brothers? It was
one of them. It was the nephew. The little boys were the nephews of one of those guys.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they were fired by the daycare center.
I bet they were.
Yeah. I don't like their kind.
I wonder if it's as good as that daycare center they had here in Washington. Did you see the pictures of that on the news where they had the two kids staying? And I think might not have been a daycare center, but it was an apartment that was rented.
Oh,
and I mean, I've never seen with five kids in it, and it was
amazing. Very similar to the Walter Reed Hospital.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I made like kind of a news topical joke.
That's
there.
A topical joke, Dottie.
It was like halfway between here and Baltimore and
New Carrollton.
There was five kids,
New Carrollton, Maryland,
and the only reason the police found them is I think the 5-year-old was trying to cook something.
Yeah,
and it started a fire.
And there was smoke coming out of the house. That's the only reason they found it.
Cooks like Carrie.
It's astonishing.
Everybody smelled like poop and stuff, right?
Oh, it was everywhere.
The poop they always mention that. That's the overwhelming smell when they go into this, and both human and animal, because they had pets too.
And
so the kids weren't totally neglected.
How can you discern?
After a point.
Do you remember there was a time when you and I had to go downtown to a movie screening?
I remember that for a Chuck Norris movie,
and we got down there. Mike and I got downtown early on a Saturday morning before our producer, walking around, and our producer found what he estimated was a homeless guy getting rid of some food.
Uh-huh.
And we walked around and we had a big discussion if it was human or if it was animal.
I mean, he didn't find the homeless guy.
No,
obviously the homeless guy had been there.
He found
maybe
the pile
a short
of,
time ago.
The pile of evidence.
Little leftover.
John and I have seen it happen across the street from here.
Really?
In the stairwell of that shopping center.
Wow.
You've seen poops.
We saw a gentleman, a young gentleman, sitting lowly on the steps.
Wow.
And hold on a second.
And then later.
It doesn't surprise me around here.
Later, we saw what he'd left behind.
Oh, dear. Stairwells seem to be the popular place.
We'd gone out for dinner, so it was nice.
Well, God love them. They got nowhere
to go. But here's the question. Uh-huh. If you had not seen the guy squatting in the stairwell and you walked past, would you have said human or animal?
Well, I'm not sure how well he was eating or how good his diet was. I'm not sure I would have identified it as human.
You and Frank, I remember, were certain when you came to me, and then I verified it. That couldn't have been anything but human.
Thought it was human. But it could have been from an animal, from a large animal.
It depends on the size dog. Uh-huh. A good-sized dog can actually... You know, replicate that. Are we on another subject we shouldn't be talking about?
No.
I'm paranoid today.
No, we're not. We're talking about dogs' hymens.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now you're making Mike choke on his water.
I'm fine.
Should remove the hymens.
I'm fine. Like a fine wine.
Joe Ardinger got some tape today that he thinks is going to be hot as balls tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
Joe, these are DJ. We love it when DJs put their feet in their mouth. Joe, where are these DJs from?
Texas.
God's country. Okay, so there are four cuts.
Austin, I think.
On this disc. And
Austin, Texas?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. They're talking about, what's his name?
Barack.
Largest city in population without any major league teams.
They're talking about
Austin, Texas.
You know, Osama bin Laden, Barack. And they call him a darkie.
Barack, Jesus.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama. Right. And then cut number two is the DJ explaining. And cut number three is the DJ explaining a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
And digging himself deeper and deeper?
Well, yeah, that's the way it's been explained to me. And then the fourth cut is the station disclaimer.
Ah, wonderful.
And according to Joe, the way that it comes down the pike is Joe found this, said, by tomorrow, this will be all over the Internet.
Okay.
So let's roll it and see. What's going on? Here's cut number one of the DJs from Texas.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock? he's moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Obama.
Oh, he's a likable guy.
Obama, yeah. He's clean, as what's his name said.
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that.
Clean, darky.
But, Sammy. Sammy.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then here's, I guess, like a break later.
See, I was making a fun of politicians who say things like that.
Uh-huh. And then here he is a couple minutes later.
I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
And then here's the station disclaimer.
It is not our station's intention to be offensive. We do not discriminate against individuals, regardless of race, religion, gender, age, or sexual orientation.
DJs. Well, at least no one died from that. Mm-hmm. At least no one died from drinking too much water in that one.
That's true. No one was killed.
DJs.
Jesus. What happened to Bama Rock or whatever?
This guy's got kind of an Irish thing going on.
So here's the start. He obviously, pretends to mispronounce names.
Right.
So that's part of the shtick going in. See, you know, if he's making a case for the fact that he was making fun of other politicians, that damages him the way he leads into the whole thing.
Right.
Because then they talk about the Joe Biden situation.
Right.
And then, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, out of the blue.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock?
he's
moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Obama.
Oh, he's a likable guy.
Obama, He's clean, as what's his name said?
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that.
Clean, darky.
But, Sammy. Sammy.
All right, I'm going to make a controversial statement here.
Yeah.
I think he was making fun of Joe Biden.
I agree.
I really do. Hearing it the second time, however, when you listen to the guy going, "It's the First Amendment, I can say anything," he digs himself. He doesn't help his cause. Didn't it sound like, doesn't he say that's what Joe Biden said?
Yes.
So in a way.
Yes, but he threw it in there just like.
It's still bad judgment.
It is bad judgment. Yeah. Absolutely bad judgment. No, I mean, I'm not, any way defending that.
Of course.
I'm saying, you know, based on the way he sounds, when he's coming out and going, the First Amendment, that's when I start, when he starts losing credibility.
What does he say? He's one of those clean darkies? Is that what the guy says?
Yeah. He's saying, in the way I'm hearing it, you know, he's making the fun of Joe Biden, but you know, saying that
I
is just
hear it like that. Anyway, okay. Here's his apology.
See, I was making a fun of politicians who say things like that.
Okay, I don't think so. Then here's the next one.
I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
It is not our station's intention to be offensive. We do not discriminate against individuals.
Without hymens.
Regardless of race, religion.
Or hymen.
Religion, gender, age, or sexual orientation.
Anyway, well.
Is it a classic rock station? Is it classic rock or country?
Talk, I think.
It's talk?
I think.
Oh, my God.
Well, I would.
Yeah, how are you?
I am gauging the temperature of that, not hot as balls.
No.
I don't think.
You think that's going to go away as quickly as it surfaced?
Yep, I think they probably got as much play as they're going to get right now on
this
show.
Suspend the guy, fire the guy, anything like that?
I guess so. If the station is on the air with a disclaimer saying that they don't tolerate that,
right?
I'll check on the status.
There you go. Once again, there's radio.
What would life be without it?
Oh, did I just put a disc in here? I did. Beautiful. This whole thing about hymen made me think that we have something here that perhaps could come to use. We have all of these tapes that we've been getting into over the last couple of years, all of these tapes from the 50s and 60s, and a lot of them we play, you know, to goof on, like women serve your man, have dinner ready when daddy's home.
Right.
This is one that I think perhaps we can learn a little bit about. I learned a little bit about life in 2007.
Oh, all right.
Even though it came out in 1960.
Perfect.
It's called Perversion for Profit.
Uh-huh.
Why Pornography is Bad.
Okay.
Perhaps we can educate ourselves now as to the standards in 2007 by reviewing some material from 1960.
We can always learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
We can, Don. It's not funny.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Hi, George.
I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact.
You can't say hymen repeatedly on the radio.
It is this. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity, right, and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Somebody call the lawyers down on K Street and tell them we are doing something now in the public interest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that people will not think about hymens. Stop thinking about them. And the reconstruction of them. Stop it. Stop thinking about turkeys. How they look like turkeys.
Turkey.
Turkey.
You got turkey.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm George Putnam.
It's a good time we hear this, but first let's get an update on the DJ in Texas. Hello, Jason.
What's up, man?
Hey, Don, I'm with you.
You hear the guy in the back going, oh, Sam, like, I can't believe you said that, eh?
Yes, and? Right. It's right, well, Sam and Bob in the morning show, and Sammy was suspended for his remarks and is still refusing to apologize. That's the latest.
Well, come on. He should just say, I'm sorry.
Sam and Bob.
Christ. I'm Sam.
I'm Bob.
I'm Bob.
Sam and Bob show.
Here's Hyman with the traffic.
Now, you might ask yourself, why this sudden concern? Pornography and sex deviation have always been with it, is true. But now, consider another fact.
Didn't we talk about this guy last week? Didn't we talk about George Putnam?
Who is
George Putnam?
Didn't we talk about George Putnam?
I know he's the guy on this tape, but how
is he a DJ from Los Angeles?
An anchorman in Los Angeles.
Right.
Controversial, I guess.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts.
You know, the thing is, this was made in 1960, and seriously, CBS could transcribe this and give it to us today.
Amen.
As the Bible we should be using to do the show.
Never in the history of the world.
Had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
Filth.
High-speed presses, rapid transportation, mass distribution, All have combined to put the vilest obscenity within reach of every man, woman, and child in the country.
Hooray.
High-speed presses.
Hold on, let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. It's the George Putnam Show.
Are you there?
George Putnam. Hello there.
Hey, hi. You're on the air. What's happening?
Okay. I'm Miss Danny Lee. I am from Fairfax, and I would like you guys help on, I want to get a tattoo on my back, and you guys have inspired me to do it, so I want to do it in studio on the air.
Come on down, honey.
Very good. What do you want to put on your tattoo?
Bring your own tat artist, though.
No, I want to get, well, I'm on my way to school right now, so I can't go now, but I want to get a bullseye on my back.
What grade are you in?
You want to get a bullseye on your back.
Yeah, I got a Nova. I'm a sophomore.
Ah,
why a bullseye?
Because SDAU is the way I like it.
Because what?
Face up, ass down is the way she likes it.
Down, ass up.
Really?
I'm debating if I should put that on the tattoo itself as well.
Might as well.
Why not?
You're a good little whore.
I'm very excited. And I've been thinking about it so long. And since you guys have inspired me, you need to be involved in the process itself.
Now, I know what she's talking about. I've seen this in movies when guys do it the way that it's like Quest for Fire, but it's not in the bad place.
Right. Yeah.
And when you're done,
right.
You
gotcha.
It's raining men.
Yeah, okay.
And she wants to
a target
on her back.
Well, there's a movie, the movie with Vince Vaughn, Wedding Crashers, where he makes reference to that tattoo.
Right. Yeah,
it might as well be a target.
Right.
You know, and that's really, I guess, taking it a step further.
Well, we'd love to have you do it on the show.
Okay, well, I would love, spring break is next week for me, so Monday and Tuesday, I'm completely available anytime.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Hold on a second. One of our Time Life operators will be chatting with you, if not Buzz, who just about bit his knuckle off over there.
I'll take that call.
With the thought of a college co-ed on the line.
I'm not surprised she goes to Nova. They have a wonderful theology department.
And a tattoo department.
Sure, bring her down. Tattoo a bullseye on her back.
Yeah, very interesting, probably, and if you do it the right way, it can be art. Aren't all tattoos art?
Amen.
Sure. Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah, well, go all the way. Put one on your face.
Face.
Put a bullseye right on your
There's
face.
There's face again.
On your face.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Except the Don and Mike Show.
George Putnam.
He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists,
yes,
and other sex deviants.
Tell us, George.
The psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children.
And this was before the internet.
Yeah. Internet.
This guy was crazy before the internet.
In the world, internet.
For the sake of decency in this film, we have partially covered the pictures and disguised the identity of the model. But actually, these magazines not only display complete nudity, but they do so in a perverted manner.
In a perverted manner.
Oh, good. Well, we'll continue this in a second. We'll keep learning more.
George Putnam, I feel like I've gone to school.
About what we can.
I feel like I've gone to one of the finest community colleges.
You cannot do.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, guys.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, doesn't Sam sound an awful lot like Al Gore?
You mean the DJ?
I don't think he sounds anything like Al Gore.
He's doing a Southern accent.
I think he sounds more like Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, you do a killer Al Gore.
I think there's absolutely nothing that sounds like me on that tape.
The Bama Rock, or whatever his name is.
That's ridiculous.
You don't sound
I've got a
like
much
that.
Higher voice and a much smaller you know what.
Okay, try to repeat. I won't go to the darky stuff. Repeat some of the stuff he says. And
go ahead.
Test.
See, I was making a fun of politicians who say things like that.
I was making fun of politicians that say things like that.
I got the right to say, you know, it's called the First Amendment, and you got the right to say anything.
I got the right to say it's called the First Amendment. You
Such
can say what you want.
To the sodomist.
Oh, no.
His words were unkind.
Such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with the female breast.
That's George Putnam. I know his work.
To a point that it has become a fetish.
A fetish? I'll tell George, Tipper tried to put lyrics out of business on albums.
This one, with its overtones of bestiality.
I always called it bestiality.
What happened to Bama Rock, or whatever his name is? Bama Rock.
What happened to Bama Rock? Bama Rock. Chuckle, 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 chuckle.
He's moving up in the polls.
Yeah.
Obama.
Oh, he's a likable guy.
Obama, yeah.
He's moving up in the polls. Oh, yeah. Bad word. You're fired.
He's clean, as what's his name said.
That's right.
Joe Biden told us that.
Clean, darky.
But, oh, Sammy.
Sammy. He's clean, as Joe Biden says. Clean. I won't say it because I don't want to get suspended. Joe Biden.
Oh, ow.
He has hair plugs.
See, I was making a fun of politicians who say things like that.
The guy still sounds, doesn't that sound like you're in the back of some biker bar somewhere in Alabama? It really sounds that way.
And then we come to nudist magazine.
This guy.
If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Nudist cult.
Their circulation would not support the cost of printing.
You know, I guess maybe we had previewed this tape. I remember this cut.
We played a little of it.
From like a month ago, maybe. Right.
I saw, speaking of nudists, the grossest picture on Yahoo that I have ever seen in my life. The grossest. You remember I used to talk about health clubs, and you've talked about it too, where you go in there and it's just the community thing where guys are getting dressed and it's just gross.
Gross.
There's apparently it was a nude day in Holland or it's somewhere like that. Uh-huh. And they were all exercising and they had a picture and they said all the men were middle-aged and elderly that were doing this and they were having an official exercise naked day, and they show one guy that's on a stationary bike and another guy that looks to be like on an elliptical, and it was just
wasn't
as
there something
gross.
In the news recently about like in the Netherlands or something?
Yeah, in the Netherlands, I think, is where it was.
A nude spa?
It was, and it went, you know, Sven,
and gym.
Sven drove 1 hour to get there, and the thing, here was the key, it was exclusively middle-aged and elderly men.
Of course.
And literally, I could smell the picture.
It's just like I told you when I was a kid, I went to Dick Drysdale's Naked City.
Dick Drysdale. What's the guy's name? Really, Dick Drysdale?
Yeah, something
close,
like that.
Very close to that, yeah.
And it was right over the Illinois-Indiana
Dick
border.
Dick Drost.
Mm-hmm. And we got in there, and all there were was like two or three fat chicks, and like you said, everybody else, it looked like our grandpa.
Oh, that's what these guys were.
There's a controversy up in Maine. Mike's old stomping grounds, a bowling alley there, sponsored a nude bowling day, and they put a sign on the door that said private party, but a guy and his kid walked in anyway, so now there's trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was just as pretty. Nude bowling in Maine. Wow. Man, oh, man. The password is pasty.
How many holes are in that ball?
Dude, except for the shoes.
Right. Yeah.
Gutter ball. All right. Time for a commercial.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.